Hello.
Good. Hi, is this Apple?
Yes.
Hi, Apple. It's Lisa Tito calling you from the compliance team. I'm so
Hi.
sorry I missed your call. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good to hear that, Apple. I actually received a concern from your project manager that you are dissatisfied and you would like to proceed with a refund. May I know the reason behind that? What exactly is going on with your project?
Okay, well, we engaged since December. I paid, but I was supposed to be convinced to do two, one my personal and the company. And we decided because my family was under safe at home protection, so we can't really do public page like that. That's what I found out afterwards. And I said, maybe just do one for now. Let me think about it. If, you know, lawyer and
later
everybody
on.
Said,
yes.
Yeah. Later on, we can do another one. So I paid the total together, two of them is $1,200, so $600 each. So I paid $900, which is, they're supposed to be published in 4 to 6 weeks. And they did not write anything. My team wrote everything. We wrote everything. And they said, oh, you have to pay $300 more. We put a link down for you. What's it called? Link? Linking. And I said, you know, like a two team member, you know, one is from Alex Wood, another one's Morris. So, and Alex said, oh, this is all included, right? So clearly on the contract and or verbally, whatever communication is all included. Morris wants us to pay $300 more to get deep linking. And my COO says, okay, if you don't want to do deep linking, we can do deep linking. So we deep linked everything possibly can. And recently, actually last month, we had two articles come out. We emailed to Morris. And Morris says, okay, he didn't respond to our article because we need more links, right? And therefore, that's 2 weeks before that week we were just following up. He says by end of this week your page should be published. That's 2 weeks now from the email that he sent it to us. Nothing has happened. And we send him continually one more link. We made a note as Morris if this is going to help us to be published a little bit sooner, and he didn't respond either. I don't feel you guys give a very good customer service. Even you guys schedule a call with the editor. I don't know who's that editor, Mike. And he has such attitude. And all we can think is, oh, maybe he's having a bad day. But just be kind to each other. You take people's money. If you can publish, right? Just say, hey, we can't publish because of this. Here's your money back. You don't take people's money for literally 6 months. And supposed to be 4 to 6 weeks on your contract, guaranteed. So what are you really guaranteeing?
Right. First of all, Apple, I am truly sorry for the inconvenience, and you're absolutely right. The most basic thing that any company could at least provide is a good customer support. You know, courtesy is important, and you gotta be able to entertain the client and cater to the services that have been purchased by the customer in a certain manner. So I completely agree with you. Okay, Apple, I would like to go a little back because I believe there is a sense of miscommunication and misunderstandings as well because, of course, this is from our end because I feel that all the people that you spoke to from our company, they did not explain the entire process to you the way it should be explained. So allow me to explain that to you in like a minute or two, and then we'll move on to the possible resolutions, okay?
Sure.
Okay, so Apple, you do understand that Wikipedia is a complex product, and we are actually the mediators in the middle, the third party who takes the orders on behalf of you as a customer, and we facilitate that with the Wikipedia itself, as Wikipedia is the primary source of making this happen. as you are well aware, I'm not sure if you understand that or not, but only Wikipedia contributors who have credible credentials are able to make changes and approve pages or put the pages live. Okay, so nobody apart from them randomly can go on Wikipedia and publish the page. Even if they attempt to do that, it's going to get deleted because they always look for a credible source, which in other words mean that it has to be someone from their own administration. And that is the only way of having a Wikipedia page published. That being said, when you place an order with a mediator or a third party in the middle, what happens is that there's a two-step evaluation criteria. The first one is the primary criteria requirement, which is done by the mediator itself, that is us in your case. What we do in that primary evaluation is that we actually look up your online presence and determine whether you have it or not. That's a simple question, whether you're available on the internet or not. It's just about having an online presence, some sort of it. We're not evaluating how strong or how weak is your online presence at this point of time, because this is the basic criteria. This is what we do before we say that, you know what, you are eligible for a Wikipedia page. Now, if you have the online presence, you are eligible for a Wikipedia page. That is when we took the amount from you and we placed the order with Wikipedia after you were on board with us. Now comes the secondary requirement, which is the most crucial part, and I do accept the mistake that our representatives, they fail to explain this to the customer. So, as I was saying, secondary criteria is that Wikipedia administration determines how strong is your online presence. Again, number one, primary criteria, whether you have an online presence or not. Secondary criteria, which is done by the Wikipedia administration itself, is how strong is your notability, in other words, on internet. Now, once that happens, we either receive requirements or we receive a go-ahead from them. If there are no issues, well, let me just be very blunt and transparent with you, Apple. Whenever we go for a secondary evaluation, Wikipedia administration usually provides us with a list of requirements. For example, backlinking in your case, sometimes it's the articles, additional articles. They tell us to provide additional articles for references and citations. And that is pretty much it. Sometimes we talk about Google Knowledge Panel as well. So these are pretty much the requirements. Once that happens, we talk to the customer and we obviously weigh out our options. There is always a third option. Let me just go back. See, a lot of customers, they cannot afford to actually spend an additional amount fulfilling these requirements. There is always a third process, which is called an admin process. If you don't have additional links or additional amount to fulfill that requirement, what we do is that we submit an application request to the Wikipedia administration, and once we do that, it actually means that we are asking them to reconsider your profile without any additional amount or any additional requirement. And there's a 60-40% chance that it might get approved, 60% that it will get approved, but it is a time-taking process. Anyhow, that is the third option that a customer always has. At this point of time, Apple, I see that your project was mishandled, and that is the major issue. Otherwise, I see that there are no...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I see there are no...
No, go ahead. You explained very clearly.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I see that your page is still in submission process. I'll be very honest with you, Apple. There is no certain timeline or deadline from on the Wikipedia page. Sometimes if you and I, we both are entrepreneurs, okay? We both have the same credibility. We both started off with our companies maybe last year, let's say, okay? We both have 8 articles, and we both are submitting our Wikipedia page at the same time. Well, let me tell you this, and it's very surprising, but we've gotten used to it. But, of course, customers who are attempting to create the page, they don't understand this. It's very technical. And to be very honest, we actually did not understand the reason to, as of now, because this is how Wikipedia works. Now, if we both have similar profiles, but we are different individuals, even then, they might ask me for maybe an additional 2 or 3 articles, and they might just go ahead and put your page live. And it could be, there is another possibility that my page might get rejected, and they might ask you for additional requirement, which is maybe like 2 or 3 articles, or maybe backlinking. Okay, so that is the complexity of this product. And I like to explain this to my customers transparently because so they understand where we are coming from. Otherwise, it seems like, you know, we're stalling the client or we're not doing our job correctly. So rather than beating around the bush or, you know, spinning the customer around, I prefer to tell them the truth. So they are on the same page with us. Okay, now that being said, there are 2 options, Apple. One more thing. Let me just tell you that your refund is not a problem at all. I can process that today. I can process that tomorrow. Whenever you like, you're going to get your money back. That isn't an issue whatsoever. But I was just thinking that you've waited since January. I see that the page was submitted in January, okay? And we have come such a long way. See, if the page gets rejected or deleted, either way, you're going to get a refund. Now, I see that the Wikipedia administration, who is, well, the contributor who's working on your project, he has actually added an extension for another month. It's probably because of the notability issue. I'm not too sure, but I'll have to have a word with him to give you the exact reason why they are asking for another extension. Okay? Now, at this point of time, Apple, you have 3 options. Basically, 2. We can either proceed with the refund, that we can do tomorrow as well, or we can wait out another month, see what's going on, and either way, if it doesn't work, see if it gets rejected or deleted or anything else, we always have 2 options at the end of the road. First one is a refund, of course, which is always open for you. And the second one is the admin process. We need to just understand the reason. If your profile gets rejected, we need to know why it happened, what is the exact reason. Mostly, it's because of the notability issue, okay? But in your case, I am uncertain right now, as I told you, that I haven't spoken to your Wikipedia administration. So all I'm trying to say is, Apple, you've waited so long, you've invested your time, you've invested your money. Never mind, you're going to get your amount back, but time is of essence, Apple. And since you've come a long way, you know, moving forward with us till here, even if it has been a rocky start, at the end of the road, there are still chances that your page might get approved in 1 month's time. If it doesn't, it's still a win-win for you. You can ask for a refund even then. We'll provide that to you. That's not a problem. All I'm asking for is to see this through. You know, in that situation, you know that you have seen it through towards the end, and we won't have any regret that if there was even a single 1% chance that your page might get approved, we didn't take it. So that's all I'm saying.
So let me ask you a question. You look at my page, all those deep linking. We give 2 more articles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is the problem they are not proving, or just the overall, Wikipedia just do whatever they wanted to do. So why you guys presented you have some Wikipedia editors that working with you guys and easy to get approved if everything created by you guys? That's what I'm doing about.
Okay, let me explain that. See, we have an in-house team. When we are working on the articles, that we do on our end, but we run this with the Wikipedia administrator. As I told you, that at the end, the approval needs to be from the Wikipedia administrator contributor themselves. Now, when you talk about the Wikipedia editor, I think you are referring to someone with Wikipedia itself. That can be contributor, that can be an administrator. Well, I prefer to call them that. And of course, they are fully capable of editing and writing the pages. So I'm not sure what exactly you're referring to, but it's always any project, any movement on any project, any progress, anything at all the decisions are taken by Wikipedia team. We don't have the authority to control the timeline or the approval of that particular page. Of course, we have an affiliation with them because we work with them in terms of giving them the orders or in terms of appealing on behalf of customers, because they don't randomly deal with anyone just like that. In fact, they don't deal with anyone directly at all.
Right.
It's always a B2B, right? So that's where we come in.
But you also know everyone can ask other people to help them create a Wikipedia page. You know that, right?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
It's not like I said everyone could ask other people help them to create a Wikipedia page.
Anyone,
it's just a matter of when they're going to approve it, when they're going to approve it, and how long they're going to approve it, or they're going to approve it or not. Yes?
Okay,
Let me explain that.
Anyone can attempt to create a Wikipedia page. Again, they actually, you know, once they are submitting the page, that's when they will be evaluated. See, the submission process and the approval, that is all that matters. I mean, anyone can write up a draft and try to upload it, attempt for it, but what they do is that they look at the profile that is submitting the page, who is actually trying to attempt that page. If you are a nobody, when I say a nobody, I'm referring to the fact that you're not part of the Wikipedia community or you're not affiliated with them, your credentials are not approved, then what they do is that they immediately delete the page. So there's no point attempting again and again on your own. You actually need someone with solid credentials and credibility, of course, but with the approval of Wikipedia, to actually go live. If that wasn't the case, Apple, we would have been doing this on our own. For example, we'll take the orders. Yeah.
Hello, Lisa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I understand what you're saying, and mm-hmm. I appreciate it very much. My question is, You did for me for 6 months. You have a verified credential with them. You have a strong, you know, inside relationship with them. Why still my page not get approved?
Yes, I'm coming to that. See, let me just clarify. We have an affiliation with them. We are still a middle party. We are still a third party in the middle facilitating this.
Okay.
At the end of the day, the person who approves the page, it's not us. It's a Wikipedia administrator. And they, of course, have a good relationship with us, but they do not just take it for granted and they do not just approve it. They actually see if the page meets the criteria. And as I told you, that's their criteria. It's a very shady place, to be very honest. Sometimes I don't even understand half of the things that they do. As I gave you the example that you and I, we might have exact the same profile, but since we are different individuals, they might ask you for additional requirements. They might disapprove my page or reject my page. Who knows? But they only provide that reason once they make that decision. However, the submission process, it's the longest. Are you there, Apple?
I'm here, yes.
Okay.
So
yeah,
what about...
I thought I lost you.
What about, let's just... Oh, call me tomorrow and figure out what's the problem, why they mishandled this. Since January, it's submitted once, they got an extension.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that means our page got rejected, and what's mm-hmm. next? And then we decide from there.
All right. Well, I actually need to have a word with your Wikipedia administrator and understand what's going on. So I'm going to try to get the mm-hmm. reason why it is not approved so far. But Apple, sometimes what happens is that once it's in the submission phase, they do not provide you a reason until and unless they make a decision. So I will try my best to get you a reason. Anyhow, we will resolve this together, okay? And one more thing, Apple,
okay.
You don't need to feel uncomfortable. Your money is safe with us. Whenever you press the button, I'm going to go ahead and process the refund for you. So I don't want you to feel uncomfortable in regards to that, okay?
Yeah, I don't doubt as long as, you know, that right now I'm talking to you, for, you know, in a million years, the whole mm-hmm. thing feels like a scam.
Yeah.
Because, Alex told me one thing, signed a legal contract. So that's why I sent it to Morris when I request refund. I said, look at the contract yourself. You guys are guaranteed mm-hmm. in this timeline. Mm-hmm. Wait a very long time. Even I paid you more than $600. You keep mm-hmm. asking me money. Took mm-hmm. almost 3-4 weeks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't give us $300. Oh, what about this? What? Come on, stop. Do article. Do this. Like, big price this article. I said, I don't need you to do article. I have article from Variety.
Mm-hmm.
And just use whatever. Oh, we don't do deep link. Your deep link is $350.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what is wrong with you? I said, I went back to Alex. I said, Alex, either you honor the contract, either you don't. Just
mm-hmm.
give me my money back.
Yeah, well, you're making
sense. Because we don't have time for this kind of stuff, you know. You
mm-hmm.
publish or not publish.
Mm-hmm.
Publish is great. I mean, who doesn't want to? You
exactly.
don't can publish. You just don't lie to people over and over, and it feels like a scam.
Mm-hmm.
Then we were all freaked out. And
mm-hmm.
at least, you know, anyways, yeah, just until tomorrow, let's talk and figure out what we want to do, solution, okay?
Yes,
right,
appreciate
course. Everything.
Apple,
thank you,
Apple,
Lisa.
Yes, one more thing. I truly accept that there are lackings from our end. The way this project was handled, the way things were communicated with you, it's not the way of moving forward, you know. I don't believe in that. That's the reason why you must have seen that I have a complete different approach. Even if I have to give you the bitter truth, I'm going to go ahead and say that, because at the end, relationships like these, they always last on transparency and honesty, right? So that's what I believe
mm-hmm.
in. And I appreciate you taking the time out and having a word with me. Let me just call you back on tomorrow is Saturday, actually. We'll be closed. So I'm going to put in a request.
Tomorrow is Saturday, right.
So Monday it is, okay?
Yeah, Monday's fine. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you so much once again,
right,
Apple.
Good.
You
Thank
have
you,
yourself
Lisa.
A wonderful
mm-hmm.
weekend. And don't stress out. I'm here for you. Okay?
Thank you so much.
No
yes.
worries. No
okay,
worries. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.